I would like to go over again the use of the present tense of all verbs. Again, we have three types of verbs. All verbs in the basic form, the to form, yes, end in R. AR pronounced R, ER pronounced air, and IR pronounced ear. Yes, but there's always an R, so you always have to hit the ending. So to speak would be
hablar.
There's only one push.
Hablar.
Hablar, right. Yes. And to eat.
Comer.
Comer, right. Comer. C-O-M-E-R. To understand.
Comprender.
Comprender, yes. And to come.
Venir.
Venir, venir, venir. Mm-hmm. And to leave.
Salir. Salir.
Right, salir, yes. Salir. If you say salir, you may not be understood. It's salir. To do, to make?
Hacer.
Hacer. And to say, to tell?
Decir.
Decir. Mm-hmm. Okay. For the present tense, present tense, not present, but present, you have to give a present tense push, meaning you have to push down on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last, that will be the signal, considered as a signal into the present tense, that you're using the present tense. That push into the syllable, penultimate syllable, or if a verb only has two syllables, the penultimate syllable, the syllable before last, is the first one. So, I want would be?
Quiero.
Right. Quiero. Yes. You want?
Quiere.
No. Quiere, you will not be understood. Because that doesn't exist, quiere. That You are only allowed one single stress. Never more, not the slightest indication more than one.
Yeah.
And in the present tense, you know now where the present tense push is.
Quiere.
Right. Quiere. Quiere. I can.
Puede. Puede.
That is, you can. Oh. Okay.
Puedo.
Right. Puedo. Puedo. Yes. What is to speak?
Hablar.
Hablar. I speak.
Hablo.
Right. Yes, you push down on the first syllable here. Yes. Hablo. I speak. I don't speak.
No hablo.
No. No.
No hablo.
Yes, say it again.
No hablo.
Right. No hablo. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Comprendo.
Right. Comprendo. I don't understand.
No. Comprendo.
No comprendo. You understand?
Comprende.
Right. Comprende. Do you understand it?
Lo comprende.
Right. Lo comprende. Do you understand me?
Me comprende.
Right. Me comprende. Don't you understand me?
No, me.
No.
No, me comprende.
Right. No me comprende. Why don't you understand me?
Porque no.
Porque.
Porque no me comprende.
Right. Porque no me comprende. Since you're using porque, you already have the question. The inflection to a question is not necessary, but you can also have it. Porque no me comprende. They understand would be
comprenden.
Right. Comprenden. So that N, yes, hooked on to the A or E, because all together we are playing with two key sounds. A, if we are on the R track, or E, if we are on the other track. We have two tracks for three types of verbs. One is for AR verbs. I call them the R verbs, yes, because the AR is pronounced R. Yes. That's they are on the R track. The other track is for air and ear verbs. So in the present tense, for both tracks, you push down first. And for I, on both of them, your surface on O. Yes, the O is an O, like in obey. Comprendo. Hablo. It doesn't matter whether it is the R track or the other track. Otherwise, if it is not I, for I, then the two key sounds are A or E. If you're on the R track, meaning AR, you push down and your surface on A, on the R track. If you're on the other track, air or ear, you push down and your surface on E. So it's A or E, A or E. So you speak would be
Able.
Okay. As you're pushing down, yes, while you're pushing down, you may give yourself enough time to think how to surface. If you need more time, push down deeper. And you can push down more slowly. So you want to say, you speak, push down. And push down deep, and take your time as you're pushing down to know how to surface, because you surface either on A or on E, depending on what track you're on. So you speak would be
Able.
Are you on the R track or the other track?
I'm on the wrong track.
Hmm?
It's Able.
What's more?
Able.
Yes. Habla. It's very important. And very soon you will see why it is so important. And the other thing is that all vowel sounds, even unstressed, have to come out very, very clearly. Again, the letter A. How do you pronounce the A in English? Okay, in English, there are quite a variety of different ways to pronounce the A. Hat, has, hate, yes. Hall. I mean, there are quite a number of ways. Yes. Not so in Spanish. In Spanish, the A is always a clear A. Very clear A. Even if you whisper it, it's A, A, A. The E, the letter E, is an E, like in let. Not A, but E. K, not K. E. The I is always an E. Venir, salir. The O is an O, like an obey, not an O, but O. So I speak would be...
Hablo.
Right. Hablo. Hablo. And the U is always an U, like a double O in English, like in food. U. But again, very important, especially the sounds of an A as A, A, and the E as an E, and the O as an O. Now, again, whenever you use the present tense, and with if you push down on the syllable before last, or on the first syllable if there are only two, and as you push down, that gives you also time to think how to surface. For I, you surface on both tracks, you surface on O. There are only a few exceptions in the entire Spanish language where you don't have a clear O for I. There are four exceptions where you have an OY instead of an O, instead of an O. You already know three of them. I am going is
boy.
Boy, V-O-Y. I am
estoy.
Estoy, E-S-T-O-Y, or from a ser,
soy. Soy.
I am soy, S-O-Y. So we have already three O-Ys, yes. There's a fourth one of to give. Do you remember to give?
Dar.
Dar. And I give is doy, D-O-Y. So here we have the four exceptions in the entire Spanish language, where for I you don't have a clear O, but O-Y. Boy, or boya, I'm going to, estoy and soy and doy. And then we have one where there's no O at all, one exception, that is, I know. You remember I know?
Say.
Say. Yes. And I don't know?
No sé.
No sé. I don't know it.
No lo sé.
No lo sé. Right. Yes. There's another exception. But otherwise, you have an O. Oh. But if it is not for I, if you want to say you, he, she, it, for everybody else, we are playing with two key, I call them two key sounds, A and E. A on the R, if you're on the R track meaning AR verbs, yes, R verbs, AR, and E, spelled E, if it is on the other track, air and ear track. So therefore, if you want to say once more, you are speaking, he is speaking, she is speaking.
Habla.
I received the signal. The push was good. I received the signal of the present tense. And automatically my ears tuned in to the ending to know who is speaking. And it didn't, and I couldn't understand who. Because even the unstressed vowel sounds have to be very clear. Clear like a church bell. If it is not clear, you cannot be understood. So, he's speaking or you're speaking is habla. Yes. So there's a clear, it comes out as an ah. Yes. Even unstressed. Habla. To understand is?
Comprender.
I understand would be?
Comprendo.
Once more?
Comprendo.
Yeah, but I still want to hear it a little more clearly.
Comprendo.
Comprendo. Yes. Comprendo. Oh. Mm-hmm. And you understand or he understands?
Comprende.
Right. Comprende. Yes. Now here, you're on the other track, So you have the F, comprende, yes. So you're only playing with two sounds, but those two sounds, the A and the E, even unstressed, have to come out very clearly. To buy is?
Comprar.
Once more?
Comprar.
Comprar. Uh-huh. Why don't you buy it? Would be?
Porque.
Porque. Que.
Que. No lo compre. Compra.
Oh. Yes. So don't rush it.
Right.
So por qué no lo compra? Yes. Because it's an art. You're on the art track. Comprar, compra. To sell is
vender.
Vender. V-E-N-D-E-R. I'm selling it.
Lo vendo.
Right. Lo vendo. Why don't you sell it?
Porque no lo vendo.
That is, why don't I sell it?
Porque no lo vende.
Right. Porque no lo vende. Yes. If you need more time, porque no lo vende. Then you push down a little deeper. But it's easy because you have just the two options, either A or E. For they, you hook on the N. To the A makes it an, and to the E makes it an. That is for they and for you all. You plural. The same N. So again, how do you say, why don't you sell it?
Porque no lo venden.
Right. Porque no lo vende. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking to several people, to a couple or to a group of people. Why don't you sell it?
Porque no lo venden.
Right. Porque no lo venden. They're not selling it.
No lo venden.
Yes, once more.
No lo venden.
Yes, but the N has to come out a little more clearly.
No lo venden.
Right. No lo venden. Still unstressed, but still one has to hear it. Mm-hmm. Why don't you buy it? You're talking to señor, señora, señorita. Why don't you buy it?
Porque no lo compra.
Right. Good push. Porque no lo compra. They're not buying it.
No lo compran.
No lo compran. Right. Now you're talking to a couple. Why don't you buy it? Or to a group of people. Why don't you all buy it?
Porque no lo compran.
Once more.
Porque.
Porque.
No lo compran.
Right. Porque no lo compran. So the N still has to come out. You have in Spanish the use of you, but you also have in Spanish the use of thou, usually with family members and friends and so on. Once one may switch from the usted, the use of usted, you, to tú, for you, for thou. Of course, as a tourist, if you go to Spain or Latin America or whatever, I mean, you will talk to señor, señora, señorita, which is usted. I'm going to show you how to use the thou form. I would recommend not to initiate it, but if somebody is a friend and they initiate it, then you can switch over to thou, because I'm going to show you that it is very easy to do. What is easy about is that instead of the N, which you hook onto the A or to the A, yes? The N meaning you all, or they, you hook on an S. That S is the thou part. Let's call the person you're using the thou to, let's call it for the first name Roberto or Roberta. And so if you want to ask Roberto or Roberta, do you speak English? Would be?
Hablas inglés.
Right. Hablas. Yes. Now they want to hear the S. Yes. Hablas. Unstressed, but hablas. Hablas inglés? Mm-hmm. So, you're talking to Roberto and you say, why don't you speak Spanish with me? Why?
Por qué?
Once more?
Por qué?
Mm-hmm. Por qué? Don't you speak Spanish?
No.
Now you're talking to Roberto or Roberta?
No hablas.
Once more?
Hablas.
Again, you have to know after you push down whether you come up on A or E, on an or N, on as or S. Those two sounds are the two key sounds.
Por qué no hablas?
Right. Spanish.
Español. Para
with me.
Conmigo.
Right. Por qué no? Ah, if you need more time, then push down. You don't have to rush it. Por qué no? Hablas. Yes, you can push down and take your time. But take your time only to choose between A and E. But that has to be clear. I'll show you why it is so important also. Because if you switch those two sounds, as you just did, yes, you said hablas instead of hablas, that switch gives you the imperative in Spanish, meaning the command. For instance, if you want to say, speak Spanish with me. If you use the command, yes, imperative, speak, then you switch tracks. Switching tracks meaning from A to E or E to A. Yes. After you push, after the push. So, speak Spanish with me would be?
Hable.
Once more?
Hable.
Yes, say it again.
Hable.
Did you give me an S?
No.
No, okay, good. So don't.
You're usted.
Okay, yes, I just wanted to make sure. Hable español conmigo. How would you say, buy the book?
Compre.
El libro.
El libro.
Right. El libro is the book. Library, libro. If you want to say this book, this would be este libro. Este, spelled E-S-T-E. If it is an L noun, if we have L and la. If it is L, it's este. If it is a la noun, it's esta. Like esta noche, yes, we had for this night, tonight, esta noche, esta casa, this house, esta mesa, this table. So if it is la, then it is esta. If it is an el book, like el libro, would be este. Think of again, in the ESTE and the ESTA, think of the T in if you look at the T, you cross it, yes? But instead of making a horizontal stretch in crossing the T, turn that stretch into an arrow that points down. So that arrow that points down, when you cross the T, points down to this. This book, this house, this evening, this night. So este or esta. Because if you take out the T of este and esta, then you don't have the arrow for this. And that would mean that. In other words, that book would be esse libro. That table, essa mesa. So if you want to say this without the noun, just this, then you will say esto. I want to see this. Quiero ver esto. I'm going to buy this. Voy a comprar esto. But if you want to see, I want to see that, would be?
Quiero ver eso.
Right. Quiero ver eso. So you take out the T that has the flash, the arrow, yes, that crosses the T to show that it is this going down to this. Without the T means that. Esso. Again, how would you say, why don't you buy this book?
Porque no compra.
Yes, say it again.
Porque.
Porque.
No compra.
Porque no compra. This book.
Este libro. Libro,
right. ¿Por qué no compra este libro? How would you say, buy that book?
Compre.
Right. Say it again.
Compre.
Right.
Eso.
No, that eso would be just that one.
Oh.
But that book would be?
Ese.
Ese.
Libro.
Right. Compre ese libro. Yes. So now you use the command, the imperative, buy. And you switch tracks from compra to compre. He's not buying the book. No, he's not buying it.
El lo no compra.
Yes, say it again.
El no lo compra.
Compra. El no lo compra. Push and you come out with A. El no lo compra. How would you say, don't buy it?
No lo compre.
Right. So you see the importance of how to use the A or E. The difference here between no lo compre, which is don't buy it, or no lo compra, you're not buying it, he's not buying it, she's not buying it. The difference between no lo compra or no lo compre, big difference. To sell is vender. Why don't you sell it? Would be.
Porque no lo vende.
Right. Very clear. Yes. Porque no lo vende. Don't sell it.
No lo venda.
Right. That's it. no lo vendo. You see now how important it is not to miss the A or the E. And also the importance of, though it is unstressed, that still it has to be very clear. The clear sound of an A, the clear sound of an E. To understand the difference between nolo bende, you're not selling it, or he is not selling it, or nolo benda, don't sell it. Yes. If you're talking to several people, don't sell it would be
nolo bendan.
Right. Nolo bendan. There you hook on the end. Norbendan. And if you're talking to Roberto or to Roberta, don't sell it.
Norbenda.
Once more?
Norbenda.
Yes, but Roberto, Roberta, they want to hear it clearly that you mean it.
Norbendas.
More.
No lo vendas.
They were not sure, because they want to clearly hear the S, which you will not have a, which has to come out clearly without being stressed. So do it, try it again.
No lo vendas. Das.
Right. Yes.
Bendas.
Right. No lo bendas. That s. That s. The s has to hit the ear of the ears of Roberto or Roberta. No lo bendas. How would you say? Buy that book.
Benda.
Then that was more than one push.
Benda.
Right. Benda.
Esse.
Right.
Esse libro.
Right. Benda. Esse libro. You just told me sell that book. Yes. Tell me buy that book. Oh.
Compre.
Very good.
Esse libro.
Right. Compre esse libro. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. It's not good.
No.
Nolo.
Nolo compre.
Right. Yes. I liked what you just did. Yes. You pushed down. It took your time to think how to surface. Yes. Nolo compre. Mm-hmm. No es bueno. It is not good. No es bueno. No lo compre. You're talking to several people. Don't buy it.
No lo compren.
Right. No lo compren. You're talking to Roberto. To Roberta. Don't buy it.
No lo compras.
Once more.
No lo compras.
No lo compres. Mm-hmm. If and whenever, if you want to use the positive command for the pronoun, with it, me, him, whatever, in the positive command, you hook on the it, or the me, or the him, or the her, yes, it's hooked on. But in the positive command, where you have to hook it on, only in the positive command. Just the same as when you use the whole verb, like venderlo, to sell it, comprarlo, to buy it. But if you want to say, buy it, would be, you're talking to señor.
Lo venda.
Let's use buy it and not. Oh. Yes. And I said, whenever you have the positive command, then the it is hooked on.
Right.
So by it would be señor. You're talking to señor.
Comprelo.
Right. Comprelo. Buy it. Comprelo. So you have the positive command, buy, but in the positive command, the it is hooked on. If you're talking to several people, buy it.
Comprenlo.
You will not be understood. Compren does not exist in Spanish.
Compran?
Does not exist either. The imperative, the command, is in the present tense.
Compran.
Right. So, buy it, you're talking to several people, would be?
Comprenlo. Comprenlo.
Yes, but you want people to hear you. Say it again.
Comprenlo.
Right. Comprenlo. Comprenlo. Spelled in one word. Yes. So you see that the command, the imperative, is in the present tense. So whether you use the present tense or the imperative, the command, you push first. And yes, and then yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Don't you need an accent if it's one word and you've changed it to three syllables? If the stress is still on the comprenlo, you would need an accent.
Okay. But in speaking, you don't even have to think about it because actually, you still have two different words, yes?
Mm.
So even without the law, you still have compre or compren. And you hook on the it. But in hooking it on, it happens to be spelt in one word.
Okay. Yes.
But you're right. So comprenlo. Them, instead of it, is los. If you want to say, by them, and you're talking to several people, would be?
Comprenlos.
Yes, but I want to hear it clearly.
Comprenlos.
Somehow, you don't come out with the S clearly enough.
Comprenlos.
Right. Comprenlos, los. So los for them, by them. Yes. But that is only in the positive imperative, in the positive command, where you hook on the it or them or me or what any pronoun. Not in the negative. Don't by them would be.
No, los. Compre.
Right. No los compren. You're talking to several people. To take is tomar. If you want to say, why don't you take it, would be.
Porque?
Mm-hmm.
No lo. Toma.
Right. Very clear. Yes. Good thinking. ¿Por qué no lo toma? Don't take it. You're talking to señor.
No lo tome.
Right. No lo tome. Don't take it. But then if you want to say, take it, would be?
Lo tome.
And the positive command the edis huctan.
Tomelo.
Tomelo. Tomelo. How would you say, eat it? It's very good. Eat it.
Comalo.
Right. Comalo. Comalo. Es muy bueno. Es delicioso. Delicious. Comalo. You see now the importance of clearly pronouncing the A or the E, even unstressed. So now we have all this one form which we still need, and that is the form for we. We have everything else. For we, the ending is mos. The verb ending is mos. For we, whenever you want to use we, go to the whole verb, meaning where you have an R at the end, R, ero, ir, but you drop the R and pull in the mos. That's all you do, and you have we. So, we speak would be
hablamos.
No, you go to the whole verb. There's no, what is to speak?
Hablar.
No.
To speak?
To speak, yes.
Hablar.
To speak.
Decir?
No. The to form of a verb. In English, when you use to, in Spanish, you have... That too is expressed in the ending. In the ending, is there's always an R. Either an AR verb pronounced R, or ER pronounced air, or IR pronounced ear. And since you have an R, you hit the ending. So to speak is...
Hablar.
Right. Hablar, yes. I want to speak with you would be...
Quiero hablar
contigo would be if you're talking to Roberto or Roberta. Yes. So quiero hablar. To speak is hablar. To eat is
comer.
Comer, yes. To leave
salir.
Salir. So if and whenever you want to use we, you go to the whole verb. Like if you want to say we speak, what is to speak?
Hablar.
Hablar, yes. Now, drop the R and you have hablar. Instead of hablar, make it hablar without the R and pull in the mos. And what will you get?
Hablamos.
Right. Hablamos. And that is for we speak. And that you do with any verb. Whenever you want to use we, go to the whole verb, but you drop the R, pull in the mos, and that's it. What is to eat?
Comer.
And we eat would be?
Comemos.
Once more?
Comemos.
Yeah, but don't break up the verb. Okay.
Comemos.
Right. Comemos. Comemos is we eat, we are eating. We are leaving.
Salimos.
Salimos. We are coming.
Venimos.
Venimos. Mm-hmm. We are selling.
Vendimos.
Well, it depends on what kind of... What is to sell?
Vender.
Vender. So we are selling would be...
Vendemos.
Vendemos. Right. Vendemos. To write is escribir.
Escribir.
We are writing.
Escribimos.
To have.
Tener.
And we have.
Tenemos,
right. To do, to make.
Hacer.
We are doing it.
Hacemos.
We are doing it.
Lo hacemos.
Lo hacemos, yes. We are not doing it.
No lo hacemos.
Right. No lo hacemos. We do not do it. We don't do it that way.
No lo hacemos así.
Right. Yes. Very good. No lo hacemos así. And we are telling you what is to tell or to say.
Decir.
So we are telling you. Le o te, yes.
Le decimos.
Right. Le decimos. So here you have the whole thing. There's one exception where you do not go to the verb for we. And that is we go. Because to go is ir, and according to the rule I just gave you, it should be imos, but it isn't. It's vamos. Vamos. I'm going is voy. He is going, you are going is va. Voya, always with a. Voya, I'm going to. Va, va, va. He is going to, you are going to, she is going to, it is going to. For they will be ban, ha. You hook on the end. Bana, bana. You all are going to, bana. You, Roberto, are going to?
Pasa. Ah.
Pasa, right. Pasa. Pasa. And we are going to is vamosa. Vamosa. We are going to leave soon would be
vamosa.
Vamosa.
Vamosa salir pronto.
Right. Vamosa salir pronto. Yes. To arrive, if you remember, llegar. Llegar. Double L E. G-A-R, llegar, to arrive. At what time are we going to arrive in Madrid, would be?
A qué hora?
Mm-hmm. Are we going to?
Vamos a ir.
Vamos a?
Vamos
yes.
a ir a? Llegar a?
No.
No.
All verbs end in an R. So to arrive is?
Llegar.
Llegar, right. So, ¿a qué hora? Vamos a llegar a Madrid. So again, we are doing it would be?
Hacemos.
Yes, oh, no,
lo hacemos.
Lo hacemos. Mm-hmm. They are doing it?
Lo hacen.
Right, lo hacen. Why don't you do it, Roberta?
¿Por qué no lo haces,
right.
Roberta?
¿Por qué no lo haces, Roberta? Mm-hmm. What is... I have.
Tengo.
Tengo, yes. There's some verbs that... Well, for the first person, you don't only have an O, or, but you have a G-O, like tango. I call them the go-go verbs. They're interesting. So tango is one, yes. Just for I, tango. The same goes for I come. Venir, I come would be...
Vengo.
Vengo. Yes. Vengo. So we have tengo and vengo. I have and I come. We also have salir, to leave, which is a go-go verb. So I'm leaving would be?
Salgo.
Salgo. Go. Oh.
Salgo.
Salgo. So we have three so far. I have...
Tengo.
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 I come.
Vengo.
Vengo. And I'm leaving.
Salgo.
Salgo. Then we have to put is poner. Poner. P-O-N-E-R. Poner is to put. Actually, also to pose. I throw in here to pose because in composite verbs with pose in English, those will be poner verbs. For instance, to oppose is opponer. To suppose, supponer. To compose, componer. So there we have the poner. Poner, actually, to by itself, to put. And I put is a go-go verb.
Pongo.
Pongo. Pongo.
Pongo.
Pongo. I'm putting it here would be...
Lo pongo aquí.
Right. Lo pongo aquí. Mm-hmm. So we have so far, I have...
Tengo.
Tengo. I come.
Vengo.
Vengo. I'm leaving.
Salgo.
And I'm putting...
Pongo.
Pongo. I suppose...
Supongo.
Right. Supongo. Right. Mm-hmm. Then we have two very interesting little verbs. Two, because somehow they seem to be good friends. They stick together. And that is to do and to say. To do is...
Hacer.
Hacer. And to say and to tell is...
Decir.
Decir, yes. They're both good friends. And both are go-go verbs, but very short. For I do is hago, H-A-G-O, and I tell, digo. Hago and digo. Those are the two short ones. Hago, digo. So what do we have now? I have...
Tengo.
Tango.
Tango.
Hmm?
Tango.
Tango. I come.
Vengo.
Vengo. I'm leaving.
Salgo.
Salgo. I am putting.
Pongo.
Pongo. And then the two little ones. I'm doing. I'm doing it.
Lo hago.
Lo hago. And I'm telling you.
Le ting.
Le.
Le digo. Le digo.
Le digo. Le digo. And there's another one, and that is traigo. Traigo comes from traer, which is to bring. Traer, it's like traction, is to pull in, to bring. Traer. So traigo is I'm bringing. So I'm bringing it would be?
Lo traigo.
Lo traigo. I'm taking it. Oh, no, I'm putting it.
Lo pongo.
Lo pongo. Mm-hmm. I'm coming.
Vengo.
Vengo. I'm leaving.
Salgo.
Salgo. Then the two, I'm doing it.
Lo hago.
Lo hago. And I'm telling you.
Le digo.
Le digo. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing it.
Lo traigo.
Lo traigo. Yes. These are the important go-go verbs. So again, I'm putting it would be.
Lo pongo.
Lo, once more?
Lo ponga. Go.
Hmm?
Lo pongo.
Lo pongo. Right. Lo pongo. Yes. Where are you putting it?
Don't
back to normal, yes?
Yeah. Donde.
Donde.
Donde. Lo. Pone.
Right. Donde lo pone. Where are you all putting it? You're talking to several people.
Donde?
Only one push.
Donde?
Right. Donde?
Lo ponen.
Right. Donde lo ponen? Donde lo ponen? You're talking to Roberta. Where are you putting it?
Donde lo pones?
Yes. Once more.
Donde lo pones?
Donde?
Donde lo?
Donde?
Donde lo pones?
Right. Donde lo pones? We are putting it here.
Lo ponemos.
Right. Very good. Here.
Aquí.
Right. Lo ponemos aquí. For we, you go to the verb, poner, drop the R, pull in the mos. Lo ponemos aquí. Something curious about the go-go verbs. In the imperative, in the command, if you want to use the command, all the go-go's turn into ga-gas. Yes. The go-go's become ga-gas. So therefore, if you want to say, come with me, would be?
Venga conmigo.
Right. Venga conmigo. Venga. If you want to say, don't leave.
No salga.
Right. No salga. Yes. Now you're talking to several people. Don't leave.
No. Salen? Salan.
Right. Say it again.
Salan. No. Salgan.
Yes, once more.
Salgan?
Right, salgan. Right. Yes, the go-go's become ga-gas. No salgan. And you're talking to Roberto or Roberta. Don't leave.
No salgas.
Right, no salgas. So how would you say, don't put it here.
No lo ponga aquí.
But only one push.
No lo ponga.
Right.
Aquí.
Right. No lo ponga aquí. Yes. But in a positive command, if you say, put it here, would be...
Ponga.
Ponga it.
Ponga lo.
But aquí. You hook it on.
Póngalo.
Póngalo.
Aquí.
Aquí. Póngalo aquí. Right. Yes. So, this is a story of the go-go verbs that become gagas in the imperative. Yes. But, of course, you can also always avoid the imperative if you wish by using can you, will you. Puede. Puede ponerlo aquí. Can you put it here? Yes. Or will you put it here? Por favor, will you please put it here, or póngalo aquí.